the language used by scientists to explain complex ideas can be difficult and, well, let's face it, sometimes boring. The language, with its Latin words and long scientific terms, could be one reason some people avoid learning about science, especially children. American Danielle Dixon is a marine biologist. She wants to make science fun for children. Dixon has turned that idea into a series of children's books. The 9 books are written so that her research is easy to understand.
I just don't really think kids should be left out of it, and I thought that storybooks would probably be one of the easiest ways to sort of captivate them and have them understand.
Danielle Dixon is an assistant professor at the University of Delaware. Dixon says another goal of her writing is to help increase understanding of the ocean environment. She spent almost 2 years in the South Pacific working on her postdoctoral research. She went to the island nation of Fiji to investigate coral reefs that are collapsing, or as she says, degrading. The goal of her research is to identify why some healthy coral reefs are breaking down. She also wants to find out how this degradation affects fish that live in and around the reefs.
A number of the reefs are converting from being, you know, these beautiful coral reef systems that have a lot of holes for animals to hide in, into reefs that the coral is degrading and collapsing, and then there's not as much hiding spaces for fishes and things like that.
Early in her research, Dixon made videos for people in Fiji. These videos explained her work to the local community. She says she wanted them to understand how her research would help them. For the local children, Dixon started making books explaining her work. This helped to keep them from walking through her laboratory, baby pools filled with water she was using for her experiments.
I was living actually in the village with some of the locals. It was a lot easier to get research done if they understood what I was doing and how it would help them. And one of the ways that I was able to connect with the adults was I'd make these videos for them, and then I started making the children's books for the kids so that they'd have a better idea of why I was there, so that when I asked them not to walk through the baby pools I was using for experiments or something like that, that would actually happen.
When Dixon returned to the United States, she started doing the same thing for children in this country. She uses colorful storybooks to capture the imagination of children. While she has their attention, she provides very useful information about science. Home and family are at the heart of many great stories. The search for one's home, or protecting one's home, is universal. In one of her books, Danielle Dixon tells young readers about two fish, Mr. and Mrs. Goby. The fish live in a coral reef, and their home is sick.
Mr. and Mrs. Goby lived in their coral home, and all of a sudden the coral started to get sick, but they needed their house to stay alive, so what could they do to help? It sort of goes through all of the scientific findings, but it does it in the sense of these two gobies that are trying to save their home.
The story about the little fish was based on one of Dixon's studies. She explains that one form of seaweed kills coral on contact.
We do know that there's one species of seaweed that if you put it in contact with coral for 48 hours, the contact point of the coral will be dead. And there are a number of organisms that live inside corals, this tiny little coral goby being one of them.
The goby fish have a strong interest in keeping their coral home healthy. When coral are in danger from seaweed, the marine organisms send a distress signal to Mr. and Mrs. Goby. Please come help! And that's just what the fish do. Dixon explains.
So I was interested to see if, since the goby lives in the coral and that's really its home, it should have a vested interest in protecting its home. So I ran a series of experiments to see, you know, does the goby actually help the coral fight the seaweed, and it ends up that they do. And we found out that the corals actually can chemically communicate with the goby to tell it, like, come help me, I'm hurt right here.
As a marine scientist, Dixon wants her stories to be both educational and inspirational, serving as an agent for change. She also includes in her books a call to action, asking readers what they can do to make a difference.
One of the things I do in those storybooks is I have like a last page, and the last page talks about what you can do to help. You know, there's a lot of things that even a six-year-old is able to do, whether it's shutting your lights off when you leave a room or riding your bike to your friend's house instead of having your parents drive you. There's a lot of stuff that they can do and still feel like they're making a difference.
Daniel Dixon's books shine a light on the environmental problems facing our world's oceans. They also make science fun and understandable for children. But her books may have an unintended consequence, something she may not have planned on. When Danielle visited an aquarium at age 5, a tour guide gave her a book about whales. The conversations that resulted from that book inspired Dixon to become a marine biologist. Perhaps her books will inspire a child to make science a career. I'm Anna Mateo.